Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Hope 70 Let's Talk. Hope everyone's having a good day. I just wanted to share this with you guys real quick. I was reading out of Jessica Simpson's open book, which, by the way, I love. I am a huge Jessica Simpson fan, and I love her book. I am definitely not a reader at all. The only book I really ever truly read is the Bible and Jessica Simpson's open book. I mean, I have read other books, obviously, but like for a book that kind of like just drew me in and I was addicted to and obsessed with. There's not really many books out there that I truly, love and that truly inspire me. The Bible is obviously one. And then Jessica Simpson's open book is the next one. But anyway, I was reading on page 17 from her chapter, A Lesson in Survival, and I'm just going to read you this one little sentence and then kind of take off from there for how it has inspired me. So and on page 17, there is a little blurb that says, "Since all things were possible in Christ, why not dream big?" Now, this sentence, I actually underlined it when I was reading it because it really stuck out to me. You have to get her book and read it to get the full paragraph, all that kind of stuff. But this one sentence, I read it, I'm just like, so true. Since all things were possible in Christ, why not dream big? And let me tell you, I am a big, big, big dreamer. I have humongous dreams and humongous goals, not just for myself, but for my family as well. And nothing is possible if you don't have God and Christ in your life. And this is one thing that truly, truly sticks with me and inspires me every single day. I literally even have a diffuser necklace that has this saying on it. And I love it. For me, since all things are possible through Christ, why not dream big? This is how I try to live my life. This is how I try to empower myself, through my photography, through my podcast, through being a wife, a mom, a sister, a friend. Just being alive. We all have dreams. We all have goals. We all have ambitions. We all have things we want to get done. And none of it is possible if we don't center ourselves with Christ first. For me personally, my biggest goal and dream in life, obviously besides serving in God's name, is to, make a huge career out of my photography and my podcast to the point where not only am I spreading God's word and God's love to everybody, but I'm also financially stable enough to where my family does not have to work. Who knows if that's ever going to happen? That's my dream. I do believe that we don't have dreams that are not given to us by God. I know that might not make sense to some people out there, but in my wonky mind, it does. That is one of my biggest goals, especially right now, is to work through my photography and through my podcast and just spread God's word, God's love, and just be a happy place and a safe place for my community. Hopefully one day, this will be, a big enough financial build, I guess you could say, to where my husband and our kids, they don't have to work unless they want to. Like, I can take care of everybody. I can, take care of my community and so on and so forth. Like I said, I dream big. I have a huge heart and I love to love. I love to help. And I do have a lot of doubts, and I do have a lot of holdbacks or setbacks. There's definitely lots of roadblocks and stuff like that. But, you know, I truly believe that it is possible. It ain't gonna happen overnight. That is for sure. I know that. You know, I know Christ and God are gonna guide me, and my dreams will come true as God has set them to come true. It might not be exactly how I want it to be, but it'll be how it's supposed to be. I definitely won't be rich and famous off of this, nor do I want to be rich and famous. Well, I'll take the rich part, but really not the famous part. But since all things were possible through Christ, why not dream big? Why not dream big? Why not go out there and live your life to the fullest through Christ, spread his word, spread his love, you know, and just, you know, be a positive, powerful impact to your community in God's name. And that is how I wake up every day, try to strive. I always try to remember and ground myself in Christ and in God's love and guidance, and let them lead my way. And those who have followed me with my photography and even with my podcast, even though it's brand new, they know that God comes first, and I try my darndest to be a positive impact through my photography and through my podcast and just how I am with people. That is one of my biggest dreams, is to be a positive, beautiful spark in the community and erase the hatred and the negativity and the evils and fill everybody with hope and love and encouragement and empowerment and, you know, be that sparkle and shine that God wants everybody to have. So I just wanted to share that with you. Hopefully it makes sense. If not, sorry. If it does, phenomenal. Once again, this was from Jessica Simpson's open book. And I love her for numerous reasons. That's it. I just wanted to share that. Hopefully it made sense. Again, if you want to be on my podcast, email me, hope70letstalk@gmail.com. I look forward to meeting with you and hearing your testimonies and your stories and whatnot. Follow me on my Facebook page and my Instagram page, both at Hope70 Photography LLC. Feel free to DM me there as well. Also, my website, which is Hope70Photography.com. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. Love y'all.